Gun law. Any law that infringes on the right to bear arms. Number one, what is a criminal? A person who breaks the law. Number two, are there laws already on the books to prosecute criminals? Yes. Number three, have these laws stopped crime? No. Number four, will gun laws stop criminals, people who break the law? No. Number five, what is the effect of a gun law? To make it safe for criminals. Number six, who then would push for gun laws? Answer, criminals. And that is just what every person is who attempts to break the Second Amendment law. They're criminal. It is time to prosecute these criminals as highest priority because of the number of law-abiding citizens who are victimized by their criminality. Article 2, Amendment 2, Bearing Arms. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Government protection. As we watch rioters, arsonists, and looters have a field day destroying private property and, in some cases, assaulting private citizens and law officers, while local and state government stands by helplessly, it should be clear to everyone that the ability for citizens to protect themselves and their property is the only sane position that a nation should take. Law officers, National Guard, and military forces are only as good as the people controlling them. The leftist governors who allow the destruction and violence are typical of what would go on under full-blown socialism. Because socialism has no foundation for right and wrong, they will always be reactionaries, assessing the cause and effect after the fact. Unfortunately, that will always be too late for the victims and their property. Such loss of life and property are merely the collateral damage of adopting an idiotic form of government. Once a socialist government moves into full-blown communism, there is a foundation for right and wrong. Government is always right, and opposition is always wrong. So heavy-handedness is applied to the innocent and guilty equally. Our country was built from the ground up, and that is how its systems function. The right to protect yourself and your property is a given. Community-authorized and funded police augment the self-protection power of the individuals in the community. National Guard power augments the police power. National defense power augments the National Guard power. Each individual is in the best position to defend himself because of responsiveness. As you go from individual to police to National Guard to National Defense, the response time increases along with the threat of such help being too late. On top of this reality about protection response time, you have the very human weakness of decisiveness and will. So the biggest risk a person can take is to trust that powers controlled by political people will be deployed in a timely fashion or that they will be deployed at all. Be wise, my friend. Keep your guns and keep them loaded.